This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gohltz. As I've read and studied Psalm 119 with you, I've become convinced that I should devote myself more to the mastery and meditation of God's Word. I must make time for this, no matter the cost. If it means losing sleep, so be it. If it means forfeiting a meal, I should be ready to do it. In our rat race society, where we cram more and more into our daily schedule, I must not allow the Word of God to be crowded out of my schedule, or even more important, crowded out of a priority place in my schedule. The life the psalmist described in Psalm 119 was not an easy life, but throughout the psalm he shared how earnest he was to make time for reading, memorizing, meditating, and mastering what God has inspired in His Word. He expressed praise to God for making the Word of God available to him. He had a schedule. 7 times a day he would praise God for His Word, according to verse 164. I presume when he praised God for His Word, he would take time to read and reflect upon it. Or if it was in the middle of the night, he would review what he had memorized and meditate upon it. If he didn't understand what he was reading, he would ask God to give him insight and understanding. If he found it difficult to apply and integrate into his behavior, he asked God to give him a greater desire to obey and even to make him obey. He knew it was in the understanding and application of God's Word to his life that blessing would come. To help you in this pursuit, let me encourage you to write me for some helpful literature. You can do that by writing me Lud Gohltz, Novelty, Ohio, 44072, or go through my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.